This is All Things Considered on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. The latest report from foreclosure monitoring firm RealtyTrack shows nationwide overall foreclosure activity dipped slightly in February, and the trend is similar in Colorado. Now, state housing officials do expect activity to pick up somewhat now that the multi-billion-dollar mortgage settlement has been inked, but it's difficult to predict just how much of an increase Colorado will see. State Division of Housing economist Ryan McMakin says they can make an educated guess about 2012 using seasonal data collected over the past 4 years. So, Ryan, how does this first quarter look, and then what does that suggest to you about the rest of the year?
Well, we find is that at the end of the first quarter, and the beginning of the second quarter, that is in March and April, those are the big months for new foreclosure filings, new filings opened. Those in almost every year, those months show more foreclosure filings activity than all the other months. And we can usually say that it is those months that are the high point for all the other monthly totals during the year. So if we see that March and April are very big months for foreclosure, then we can probably guess that the rest of the year is going to be a little bit higher than maybe the previous year, but it's still going to be less than what we saw in March and April.
We're kind of coming off the holiday season. How does that affect the numbers?
Well, that's one of the reasons we see that the filings number peak in March and April is because people get into trouble at the end of the year. They use up their savings. They're doing Christmas buying, maybe doing some family travel, and they run out of money. And so people then enter into a state of delinquency in the early part of the new year. And 3 months later, by the time you get to the end of the quarter, March and April, then you start to see new filings getting delivered in larger numbers. And this, talking to other economists, this seems to be a well-established trend. It just has been echoed in our local numbers over the last few years. And so that seems to be true. At the same time, though, those completed foreclosures, those really fall off at the end of the year.
It's probably too early to predict what's going to happen in 2012. How do you see the trend going?
What we saw in January and February was that the numbers were really quite low. It's probably going to be another subdued year in terms of foreclosures. We just won't know how much so that may be until we can get through March and April and be able to put down with a little bit more confidence what the rest of the year is going to look like. But we can say overall, clearly over the last 5 years, the trend for this year is looking to be down quite a bit from those peak years back in 2009 and 2010.
All right. Thanks, Ryan. That was Ryan McMakin with the Colorado Division of Housing.